All right, nice to have everyone back with us. Of course, we always like to acknowledge the passing of baseball people, and we had one this week. Was Bob Watson. Now, we call him the Bull, and Bob Watson was on the show with us a number of times, and I really enjoyed talking with him at the ballpark. Bob Watson played in the major leagues. He was a first baseman and left fielder for the Houston Astros, the Red Sox, the Yankees, and Braves from 1966 to 84. And let me tell you, this guy could hit, and he could hit for the Houston Astros. He was a two-time All-Star during his playing career. After retiring as a player, and I'm looking at Wikipedia here just to get some background on Bob Watson, he coached for the A's and served as general manager for the Astros from 93 through 95. I'm sure he was a good friend of Art Howe. And the Yankees from 95 through 98. And I remember talking to him about that job working for George Steinbrenner. Yanks won the 96 World Series. He served as MLB's vice president in charge of discipline and vice president of rules and on-field operations until 2010. Plus, he put the Olympic team together with Tommy Lasorda that won gold. And that was a big deal for him as well. I had a chance to talk with Bob Watson, and, you know, we like to bring these very short interviews to you. And I met Bob out at the ballpark. But what he was known for, believe it or not, is that he scored baseball's 1,000,000th run. And it was a race to the finish in different locations. Watson in San Francisco, believe it or not, and Dave Concepcion in Cincinnati. And Watson tells the story of scoring baseball's 1,000,000th run and what happened after that. But it's a rich voice. It's a sweet man. And he meant a lot to the game of baseball. So here's my interview with Bob Watson. And Bob, may you rest in peace.
Marty Lurie here on Baseball Memories with Bob Watson, the Bull. What a hitter. Been in the game a long time. Baseball memories, all sorts of shapes, sizes, forms for you. I'm sure you got a good one.
Well, Marty, you know, you're right. There's a lot of years and a lot of memories, and I guess one that a lot of people remind me of almost on a daily basis is I was fortunate enough to score baseball's 1,000,000th run. And I was have to tell you, it was not something I planned. I was in the right place at the right time.
Well, I remember you're on second base, and Milt May faces John the Count Montefusco, and he wasn't taking.
No, I tell you what, it set that whole thing up. We were playing in San Francisco, day game, first game of a doubleheader, and the promotion was on, and you looked on the scoreboard, and there was the countdown was going on, and games in the East were going on, and so top of the second inning, I lead it off. I walk. Cheo Cruz hit behind me, and he walked. So there's two men on, and Milt's coming up, and he got behind Milt right away through ball one, and he thought Milt was going to take a strike, and he laid it in there, and Milt hit this ball out of the ballpark there in Candlestick. I look, I remember now looking up there, and it's one on the scoreboard, and I didn't, take off in a mad dash for home. I was jogging, and that time the bullpen was down the third baseline, and our guys in the bullpen said, run, run, run. I take off for a dash for the plate, so I score the run. But at the same time, Milt hit the home run. Concepcion hits one in Cincinnati, and he is in a mad dash around the bases. And if our guys don't tell me to run, Concepcion beats me. But I ended up beating him by a second and a half. So here I'm in San Francisco, scored a 1,000,000th run. Concepcion in Cincinnati, 1,000,001. And then Cheo Cruz and Milt May.
Now, big celebration, a lot of gifts.
The main sponsor was Tootsie Roll and Seiko watches. Tootsie Roll gave me 1,000,000 Tootsie Rolls, which I gave 500,000 to the Boy Scouts and 500,000 of them to the Girl Scouts. My kids were allergic to chocolate, and I didn't want to pay the dental bills. But I got a beautiful watch that was a platinum watch made for the event. Our teammates, I think the umpires, and a couple of other people there in San Francisco got another watch that Seiko made, and it was just a memorable event for me. They took my shoes. I didn't make the Hall of Fame, but my shoes are there.
Have you gone up to Cooperstown and seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the display. Beautiful display. Milt May's bat's there. The home plate from Candlestick is there. My shoes and a number of pitchers and whatever. The times and the whole bit.
Now, you've had an amazing Major League career. You've had a career as an executive. You're with Major League Baseball. How does this thing rank and the thrills for you in baseball?
Well, it ranks up there. I think my biggest thrill, though, was last year putting together the U.S. Olympic team, and we won a gold medal, the first gold medal, the first time they used professionals in the Olympics. And Tommy Lasorda and his crew, we pulled off a major upset. And I think that that tops off my 19-year career as a player and a coach and 34 years all told in the game.
Good baseball experience, Bob Watson. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Marty.